Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Moed Katan Daf Yud Aleph in the Hoyz V'Hodor edition. Perek Sheni starring Halacha Hey in the bottom Daf Yud Amud Beis. Zog the Mishnah Mechapim Esakziyos Bekash. You can cover the dry figs in the field with kash, with straw. Rabbi Yudah Omer Af Me'avim. That's the gist that we have. The Yerushalmi, the Gemara is going to correct it, not to say the word Af. Rabbi Yudah says, Me'avim, you can make a very thick layer of straw above the figs. And we'll see in the Gemara, what is Rabbi Yudah coming to argue? Mo'ichwe prayers, ksus v'kelim. People that sell fruits or clothing or different vessels, and we're talking about fruits similar to ksus v'kelim, that stay for a long time, meaning they stay even a long time after the Mo'ed. Mo'ichwim bitzino l'tzorech ha-Mo'ed. They can sell quietly l'tzorech ha-Mo'ed, even though one may think maybe they're selling for after the Mo'ed. Hatzayodim, the hunters, the trappers, which talking really about the fishermen, as we'll see in the Gemara. Ve'adishushois, the ones who grind wheat. Ve'agrusois, the one who grind peas. Hoisim bitzino l'tzorech ha-Mo'ed, even though usually they do it for even for a long time, even after the Moed, they could do a bitzino if you needed for Chol HaMoed. They're machering themselves not to do it, because it's avshamil, so it makes a lot of noise. It looks like they're doing a melochav after the Moed, so they're machering not to do it, even for something that you need during Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, kini masniso me'avin. The gears on the Mishnah is not af me'avin, but me'avin. Because Rabbi Yudah goes l'shitasoi. As we saw before, he only allows to prevent a hefsed merube, a big loss. So if you need to put a lot of straw, meaning you have a big loss happening, Rabbi Yudah allows it. But if you have to put only a small layer of straw, that means if you won't do it, it will be only hefsed mu'at, so then Rabbi Yudah does not allow it. As the Gemara goes on to explain, Rabbi Yudah oimer ya'abed dover memu'at, fal yo'ave dover merube. I don't care so much, I'm not going to prevent so much a hefsed mu'at, only a hefsed merube. Rabbi Yudah oimer al yo'ave dover kolikor. Rabbi says, no, I'm trying to prevent any type of loss. So even if it's only hefsed mu'at, I allow you to do it, so you can do even a small layer of straw on the figs in the field. Continues the Gemara Yudalef Amud Alef, Ke'ono Amar Yisimil Me'moyed Dekashin Min Arlois U'minigoyim. There's some things in the Mo'ed that we don't understand. It's harder to understand it than learning in Yoni Tayros, like Arlois, like Dinei Oyel and Dinei Negoyim. Why? Tamar Amar Avir B'Shem Rav Portzi Machzelis Al Gebe Shifuv B'Shabbos. On Shabbos it says if a person has bricks and he wants to make sure that they don't get ruined, he can cover a mat on top of them to protect them. V'Kal V'Amar Hachin and here in Chol HaMoed you don't allow to put straw on top of the figs. How could it be that in Shabbos you could do it and you can't do it in Chol HaMoed? That's one of the difficult things to understand when we're dealing with Hilchos HaMoed. And one of the kids of Shabbi Yaakov Baracho, Letoilish Minakarko Binames. It says, more, you're right. Of course, you could go and cover the fruits and protect things on Chol HaMoed. If you could do it in Shabbos, of course, you could do it on Chol HaMoed as well. The question is, can you do harvest? Can you do ktsira? Can you cut it from the ground in order to protect the figs? And that's the Machlokes in the Gemara. Rabbanon Amri, meaning Rabbanon, which is Rabbi Yossi, they say, Koitzer, the Yusuf of Chaim is Koitzer Mechape. Yeah, you can harvest and in order to cover even, if you need only a small layer to cover the fruits. If you want to come and harvest, it's only if you need to make a thick layer of straw, so then you're allowed to do ktsira. But if we're talking about straw, which is already cut from the ground, of course you could come and cover with that. You could cover the fruits in the field, kol shekhar from Shabbos. Continues the Gemara and says, to explain the end of the Mishnah, that they did not do the melachas on Chol HaMoed, kiblu aleim charomi tverio, the fishermen of tverio, v'tshushi akoi, the people that grind the wheat from akoi, v'gusi tziporim, the ones that grind the peas, and tziporim, shaloi la'asoyis melachah b'chol HaMoed, b'chul shel Moed, not to do melachah Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, Nicho grusi tziporim deshushi akoi. The grinders, I understand why they did it, because that's something you could do before the Moed. But charomei tveira, if you say you can't fish on Chol HaMoed, einu mimati mesimchas haregel, fish doesn't last that long. If I can't fish on Chol HaMoed, I'm not going to have fish for the Moed, for the Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, tzadu b'chako, tzadu b'machmoyrus. Chako means a hook, and machmoyrus means a trap. Meaning they caught fish, but with single fish. They didn't come and use a big net to catch many fish. So the Gemara still, if you look in, ainu mimati mesimchas haregel. If you can, if you don't fish as usual, so there's not enough fish to sell, so you have less simchas regel. Says the Gemara, you're right. Rabbi Ami make kiloyim. Rabbi Ami would scream at them. Shemimati misimchas regel. So Rabbi Ami would not appreciate what they did and said what they did was wrong, and because they remind misimchas regel. With this, we conclude the second parak meseches moed katon. Hadron aloch perak mishahofach. Hadron aloch perak mishahofach. Starting the third parak, zok the Mishnah. The following people allowed to shave or take a haircut in Chol HaMoed. Habom Medina Sayam, someone who came Medina Sayam, which means he came from a boat, came from the sea, where he couldn't take a haircut before. When he based a shivyo, he was released from captivity. Someone came out of jail. Someone was in a nidu in a cherem. Chaim said he's mutter for the cherem, so then he could take a haircut, because you know how to take a haircut once a person is menude. Someone who made an oath not to shave, and you got a heter from the chacham in the regal, so you can shave in the regal. When a nozir becomes tahor, he needs to shave his hair, and when the mitzoyer becomes tahor, he needs to shave his hair. So if that change from tumah to tahor happened in the regal, he could shave in chol hamoed. So that's the quote from the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Hashara kol bnei Adam asurim. Other people cannot shave in Chol HaMoed. Why is that? It was a gzeiro. If you're going to tell people they can take a haircut in Chol HaMoed, so they're going to postpone the haircut to Chol HaMoed when they're free. They don't want people, Chazal did not want people to come to Yom Tiv when they don't look properly. So he told you can't take any haircuts in Chol HaMoed, they will do it before. So they went down and we learned something similar in Maseches Tainis. Anshe Mishmar, the Kohanim that were divided into Chavdal Mishmaris, every week there was a different Mishmar. Anshe Maimud, which was the Israelim, that were also divided into 24 groups in order to come with the Kohanim to Beis HaMikdosh. Asur Melesaper Umelechabes. They now take a haircut or to do laundry during that week that they come to Beis HaMikdosh. Uvechamishim Mutarim pay for the Shabbos. But they're allowed to do on Thursday because of Kvod Shabbos. Hashar kol yomim asur, you mean the rest of the week is asur. Why? So the similar idea to what we have by Chol HaMoed, so because if you can tell them they can do it that week, they're going to postpone taking a haircut to the week which they're not working, which are going to be samikdash, and they'll come to that week menuvolim. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yudo habo me'medina sayam asur lo legalech. Someone who comes from overseas, he should not be able to shave on Chol HaMoed. Why not? So Rabbi Yudo kedai te, Rabbi Yudo goes l'shitosui. Te Rabbi Yudo omar asur lefosh le'am ha'godol. He says you're not allowed to sail. If you're not allowed to sail, going on the boat is a sakana, you should not do it. And because he did something wrong, he's not allowed to shave. Says the Gemara, if so, me'ato koyin sheyotza chutzlaretz. Koyin that went out to chutzlaretz, he's not allowed to because the koyin has to be tor. And going to chutzlaretz, you become tame. Continues the Gemara, that if you dive on the base, huil v'yotza sheloi b'tzor chachomim ye'osu lo galech. Because he went out sheloi b'shus, he's not going to be allowed to shave in Chol HaMoed. Reb Chaim brings you another pirush of the Rosh that says, the Reb Yudah says, when he says, osu l'farash le'am ha'godol, he's not allowed to sail at all. He says, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to chutzlaretz. And the gears to the end of the Gemara is not a koyin. Anybody's not allowed to leave the Chutz L'Arts. Meaning, not only someone who's sailing from Eretz Yisrael, anybody who leaves Eretz Yisrael should not allowed to be allowed to shave. Continues the Gemara and says, "Chad koyin also legaber Rav Chanino." There was a koyin who came to Rav Chanino. Omer le'mao letzeis letzur la'soyz dvar mitzvah lach loitz oliyabim. He says, "Can I go to Tzur, a city in Lebanon? I want to make a mitzvah of chalitzo yibum for the wife of my brother because my brother died without children." Your brother left, and he left Eretz Yisrael, which is not something right to do. Because Baruch Hu killed him, and that's, he deserves this. And you want to do the same thing to leave to Chutz Lartz? In other words, even though you want to do a mitzvah, you should not leave from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lartz. Is the by Meimer Ochi normally? Some say that what he said to this Kohen was as follows. Ochiv Shloisahi Shinia Chek Imo, he left his mother, Minya Koshbochu, Vechibek Chek Neuchio, and he went to Chutzlertz, Oboch Shinokvoy, and Koshbochu killed him. Vahat Vahakish Lasuske Hertzabo, you want to do the same thing? Continues the Gemara and says, Shimon Bar Boaz, like a Be'er Chanino, Omelik Soivli Chadehigo, write me a letter, the Eikor Nofug Le Parnasosi, Le Aro Braiso. Please write me a good letter, a recommendation letter, so I'm going to go to Chutzlertz for Parnasso. I'm going to die one day, and you, I'm going to go to your father, is going to tell me, he had a special, nice tree in Eretz Yisrael, meaning referring to him, to Shimon Bar Bo. In other words, he did not want to give him permission to leave the Chutzarts, even for Parnassah. Continues the Gemara and says, "Vayoytzei mibeis ha'asurim, someone who gets out of jail can shave." Having sabrin meim rabbi she'achovush etzal agoyim, that only when he was captured by goyim, they didn't allow him to take a haircut. Having by achovush etzal Yisrael loy, but by Yisrael they were allowed to take a haircut. So he should take a haircut while he's in jail. Also meim aloch afilu chovush etzal Yisrael, even if he's in a jail of that belongs to Jews, ain't no oriv lohodom legalach veis ha'asurim. It's not comfortable for a person to shave while he's in jail. The person doesn't want to do that. He wants to feel comfortable. So you don't require him to take a haircut while he is in jail. Continues the Gemara and says, "Amenudo sheitir lechachamim, someone is in nidui. Manan kaim, what's exactly the case? In bishitir lekoidim leregel, if before the regel, they already allowed him to be out of his nidui, yegaleach, he should take a haircut, he should shave, before cholamoyet. In bishloitir lekoidim leregel, if he did not have a heter for his nidui before the regel, ali galeach." Meaning, it's his fault. Why didn't he get his nidui out before the regel? He should have come and asked mechila for whatever reason he had the nidui, and they will take away the nidui. As is the Gemara, Ela ki nan kaimino, we're talking about, b'shitiru loy koidim laregel, v'chal yom shleishim shiloy liyoyz baregel. Meaning that he did get a heter before the regel, but the minimum amount of nidui is 30 days. How do we know that? Shein nidui pochad mishloishim vein nezifo pchutu mishivas yomim. Nidui is at least 30 days. And nezifo means like an anger, a ge'orah. Chacham gives a ge'orah to somebody, so you have to be away from him for 7 days. Ein nidui pochad mishloishim yomim, because it says at chodesh yomim ad ha'sheyetze me'apchem. That was regarding the slav. And the slav that Am Yisrael has to the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not happy with it, and they were far away, they would be richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's considered to be the word nidui. It says by Miriam, Kishbuhu gave her a toichicha, a ge'oro, and she had to be away for 7 days. Says the Gemara story, Rebbe Ava Moiker Lebar Alosha. Bar Alosha was the son-in-law of Rebbe, and he was very rich. And you see from the Yerushalmi here, he wasn't a Talmid Chacham. So Amalei Bar Kapra wasn't so happy about the fact that Rebbe was giving so much cover to Bar Alosha. So he told Bar Elosha, "Kol Hamasha Alin the Rebbe, v'as leisa choyli." Everybody asks shaylus to Rebbe. Why are you not asking a question? Only man nishol. I'm not a mechochem. I don't know what to ask. What should I ask him? But Kapo is trying to hint to Rebbe that he should not give cover to someone who's rich. So he tells Bar Elosha, "Omer lei sheoyl." Ask the following question. Now the following thing is a riddle, which we're going to use the Yofim Maris Pirush and the Pnei Moshe to understand it. What should he ask? It says, Mishamayim Nishkafo, is looking from Shamayim, refers to death. Hoy miyo bechatei beiso, she causes a lot of trouble, the death. Mefachedes kol balik rafayim, causes fear to anybody who has wings to run away from it. Rehu ne'orim v'nichbo, the young ones see it and they hide from it. Meaning because the young ones are able to be saved from it. V'yishishim komu amodu, the old people cannot hide themselves from it. Hanas Yomai, hoi hoi, the one who runs away is screaming hoi hoi. Vanilkad nilkod ba'avoinoi. And the one who is being captured is because of his avarice. So all this is to say that death is really what prevails in the world. And someone who's rich, when he dies, he does nothing left. That's how the Pnei Moshe explains it. So when Bar Elosha asks the question, Hofach Rebbe looks to the side. V'cham tekochi, he sees Bar Kapra laughing. On the Rebbe, eini mikir chozakin. So Rebbe tells Bar Kapra, I don't recognize you, old man. He knew Rebbe will not make him a rov in his days. So this is the maise of that anger the Rebbe had on Bar Kapra. Says the Gemara, Big Shul in Nadar, says Rabbi Meir. They wanted to put Rabbi Meir into Nidui. Rabbi Chaim says, referring to a Gemara in Hurriers in the Bavli, that says Roshim Gamliel was angered at Rabbi Meir and he took him out of Bismedrish. And that's why they wanted to put Rabbi Meir into Nidui. Amar Lam, so Rabbi Meir told him, I'm not going to listen to you. Ad she'tomru li et mi minadim, v'al man minadim, v'al kama dvorim minadim. Until you don't give me the halachas, who the person who you allow to be give him nidu before Esio, which are various you can give a nidu for, and what are the things that deserve a nidu for? So meaning your Mary is saying, you don't know the halachas of nidu, you can't put me into nidu because I don't qualify with these halachas of nidu. So we bring this because we mention the Mishnah, the union of minudeh. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Moed Katan, Daf Yud Aleph.